She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And trust me when I say that we're going to nail it one more time. We're going to give you an opportunity to think about a new company. It's a year old that I am wildly excited about, that is truly sustainable from the inside out. And we're going to have an opportunity to explain what that means, because we have as our guest today Michelle Gerster, who is the president of Hearts.com. And Hearts is a fashion movement to create world change. That is a big, bold statement. And trust me when I say this is the team that is already doing it. They're not going to do it. They're doing it. So, Michelle, welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
We are over the top excited, and I spoke with Michelle a little bit earlier and told her that I had some really important announcements to go to, and then we will have a lot of information about this company, which has many facets of sustainability incorporated into its core values. So let's get on with the announcements. Mrs. Green's World is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio and Castle Rock Radio Networks, where my shows can be heard weekly. And I'm happy to just do a shout out. Dream Vision 7 Radio is expanding rapidly. They added 4 new shows this week, so we're proud to be a part of that ever-expanding network, so shows like this get rebroadcast. And please visit my website at mrsgreensworldradio.com, mrsgreensworld.com, for information on the radio show so that you can get weekly updates of broadcast times and links to Castle Rock and Dream Vision 7's websites. And a reminder to all of you that we interview guests from the United States every Saturday live at noon Arizona time at mrsgreensworld.com, and invite you to set little reminders. If you cannot listen live, which honestly most people do not, you can listen on your phone or Droid, and you can listen to the podcast. We are living in a podcast world, and our podcasts are extremely popular. That makes me very happy. So you can do replay and what did she say and turn back. But if you do want to listen live, which makes me really happy, you can do that by going to my website. And as I said, listen on your iPhone or Droid. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. And I would love to get email questions from listeners about upcoming shows. We'd like to prepare the guests and get some information out there to them. So if you have questions for the show, info@mrsgreensworld.com, and we'll get them covered. Okay, now a shout out about one of our national sponsors, Echo Bella. My theme for this segment of the show for this month, for the month of May, once again, so fits in with the very mantra of our show guest today from Hearts.com. Eco Bella is all about honoring the earth, sustainable practices from the inside out, and their specialty is in the cosmetics industry, the hair and makeup. I'm going to showcase a product that is not one of those, but it's one of my favorite. And my theme this month has been about honoring your mother, your friend's mother, yourself as a mother, expectant mothers. By shopping for products that are sustainably sourced, it really matters. And I kind of have the whiny voice on, which I don't like to use, but it's like, women, mothers, come on. You have to look for things that don't have harmful ingredients in them, and for companies who walk the walk of integrated, sustainable operating practices in every way. You've got to dig a little deeper, and once you do, you pretty much can forget about it. So my own personal spin on this is that a mother, I believe that's my responsibility to lead the charge, and I do, and it has impacted my family and thus my personal relationship with Eco Bella. I don't just do a shout out. I use many of their products in my home. So the funny thing about my shout out for this one product, this show, is their Summer Fruit Eco Mist. I hate the smell of toxic chemicals being sprayed anywhere I am, let alone in my own home. I love the guilt-free feeling and the natural scent of Echo Bella's air fresheners because I know that they're made from essential oils, essential citrus oils. That's it, not harsh chemicals. Check Echo Bella out at their website, ecobella.com. And I know that you will probably like you see if you take the time to do it. And if you use the code Mrs. Green upon checkout, you receive 10% off your entire purchase. So perfect segue to getting started to interviewing Michelle. I had the absolute pleasure of visiting their headquarters in Scottsdale to just see the incredible integration of their concept and why it works and why I believe in it and why the Mrs. Green team has gone full on helping to do everything we can to ensure the outstanding success of this company. So Michelle, from now on, I get to ask the questions and you get to do the talking. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. So yes. Why did you start this company? How did you, like, where did it all begin? Everybody always wants to know that one.
Well, you know, it's a really unique, special story. My sister, she has always been very, very passionate about people and the planet and really about upcycling and recycling and reusing things. And she's just so crafty and so talented. She was inspired by the author of P.S. I Made This, and Stephanie really is exactly like that. I mean, she can make anything from anything. Just finding it in her backyard. So she started her own little side business on Etsy, and she was making really unique jewelry pieces. And myself and my younger sister were supporting her through letting her come into our workplace and do little trunk shows and really showing her talent to different people to get her that jump start. And she crossed paths with our owner, Hart Cunningham, who truly has the resources and has such a passion for education and wanting to give back as well. And he saw her creative talent, and he also saw the alignment in where they both cared about really helping people and bringing awareness about what's happening to our planet and wanting to make a change. So they put their heads together and came up with this concept, and it's just really grown from there. Today, why the story is so unique is my youngest sister and myself are both part of Hearts.com. So it was really special in bringing my family together, as well as truly creating something that's making a huge impact.
And it all made sense that the focus was on fashion, because you guys have an eye for fashion and a sense of what's happening. And I don't think it's for a specific demographic. When I was doing research for your show, you know, I'd love to just segue just to one example for our listeners. You're selling sunglasses. And when I first saw it, I'm like, what did they do? Like, did they make sunglasses? Can you just tell that about why you have these absolutely fabulous sunglasses to sell on your site?
Well, the sunglasses are vintage sunglasses that were sitting in a warehouse. And we're reusing them. We're upcycling them. And upcycling is a term that we use a lot around here. And it's not a very common term, we've noticed. A lot of people are, you know, ask us, well, what's upcycling? What does that mean? And it's really just taking something and using it, repurposing it for something else. So these are sunglasses that are unique in character because they're vintage, they're dated, but they're so cool. And they are just sitting in a warehouse. And instead of them going into the landfill or getting thrown away, we decided to upcycle those and bring them out and offer them to our consumers. And they're beautiful pieces, and they're very unique. And that's really the beauty of a lot of this, is everything is so unique.
And trust me when I say they are so cool. You're right. They are so, for any age, for 62-year-olds that want to be cool and 32 and 24-year-old daughters who are indeed cool.
Okay, you're absolutely right. My mom's actually going to buy a pair.
I'm going to buy a pair. I'm like, oh my gosh, these are, I'm going down the rabbit hole when I was on the website saying, no, you're prepping for the show, not shopping right now. So it was like, okay, get your ADD under control. Now, one of the statements that you have as incorporating philosophy is that I use it in my blogs and I've said it on the show, to know better is to do better. And you believe that when everyone is provided the facts, they will work towards conscious consumerism and make demands for other companies to do the same. What do you do to make sure that happens? Because your website is inviting and fun. Was that a key part of saying, you know, when I go in there, I don't feel preached to, shamed, no guilt trips. It's fun. This website says,
absolutely,
I want to change the world. So how did that get crafted from a conscious, you know, core value to inviting?
You know, it was a fine balance that we had to find, that we had to achieve. You know, it's tough because we did choose fashion as our outlet and as our vehicle to spread awareness about people and the planet, and how people, through their simple day-to-day purchases, people are buying accessories and jewelry every single day. So we thought, you know, this is the perfect outlet where people can make a difference, but not really change much of what they're already doing. So, it was a fine balance because we didn't want to say, you know, you should do this. There's certain things that we just don't even have in our vocabulary because it's all about awareness. And it's about when you know better, you do better. I mean, even our team here, our small team of 10, we are constantly learning and growing. And we're open to that. You know, not everything's perfect and there isn't a line of sight to everything. You know, metal is one of our biggest challenges. That's a tough one for us, but we're open. You know, when we know better, we will do better as well. And it's going to take the effort of everybody to help us make that happen. When everyone pulls together and when everyone makes more demands, all of a sudden there's new opportunities and there's new resources. So it really truly is a global effort.
It's a global effort. And there are many, many, many things that set you apart. And I hope we can highlight a lot of them on the show. But one of them is that I know each of your handmade products. So you repurpose things like sunglasses instead of filling the landfills, which is, to me, fantastic. So that's upcycling them. It's great. Or repurposing them, whatever. But each of your product that you decide to have as a part of your fashion line includes a minimum of 5 of your 21 product values, including environmental sustainability, upcycled materials, and to me, this is such a huge one, fair trade certified. So talk a little bit about that and why you made such a commitment to set yourselves apart in that magnificent way, if you ask me.
We call it our artisans, our global family, because they truly are a part of the Hearts family. We started this by literally just reaching out to artisans around the world, including here in the United States. Over 70% of our products are handmade here in the United States. And it was just such an amazing process because our design team really got to connect with all of these different people, learn about their craft, learn about how this product sustains them or changes their way of life, what it does for them in their community. And we built relationships with all of them. And fair trade certified production is key to us. Not everyone is fair trade certified because it's very expensive to obtain that certification, but it's all ethically sourced and produced as well. So every single piece has a line of sight to who made it, and we know who made it, and we know their story, and we tell you that on our website. But it's truly an empowering process to be a part of, just because even working with the artisans overseas, their products are unique. They have materials that are only accessible to them. They have cultural traditions that only they know. For example, in Guatemala, the Ronda stitch, or the different materials that they have that are just so traditional and unique that fast fashion has really, you know, just destroyed because it's just being duplicated and mass produced. So what we're doing is also really trying to keep cultural traditions alive in our products. And you'll notice, you'll see the Ronda stitch, you'll see the Guatemalan fabrics, the foot loomed fabrics, the different traditions in India, the crochet, all of that is brought to life and sustained. And these people are so happy to be able to do that. I mean, these are techniques that they've known forever through their family traditions, and they're dying because we have gotten on this fast fashion train. And so we're really trying to bring awareness to that as well.
And it's really kind of disgusting. I mean, I'm so happy to see my daughters evolving, because when you're young, 17, 18 years old, you're going to go to some of those stores we won't mention that has really cheap jewelry. And as I have said to them from the beginning, yeah, and it's worth every penny. It falls apart. The stones fall out. It's probably made in some sweatshop somewhere that I don't even want to talk about. But you're right about it being an evolution. So our family is evolving and growing and changing, and it really matters. And to get them to know better, they are on board with doing better. But let's talk about the over and above step that you take, which I probably wouldn't have known if I hadn't visited the headquarters. For example, we could start with how you find a company to represent. Mostly, I think they're finding you at this point. But when you do, and they send you a sample, talk about the efforts to which you go if it's not up to the quality you want. Because that's an out-of-the-box what sets you apart.
Right. When we first started this movement, we call it, because it truly is a movement, we all looked at ourselves and we're like, I don't think anybody goes through this process. This is just not typical for a fashion company. But we love it because it is different and it is outside the box. But what we do is we connect with artisans and we go through a discovery call. So we really take the time to understand, you know, what is your craft? What materials do you have access to? What's indigenous to you? What, what cultural traditions do you have that you'd like to talk to us about that are amazing that we'd love to hear? So we get inspired, we understand, we learn, and then from there we design and create. So we'll look at what they have. For example, they might have access to a grass fiber, or they might be able to have some hand painting. They might have a really great hand painting skill. So we'll take all that information and we'll come up with designs that will fit in line with their skill sets and their materials. And then we'll go ahead and pass those off. And then through Skype and photos and back and forth process, those designs will turn into samples. And then once the sample is really where we need it to be, we'll have them ship that sample to us. We'll approve it internally. We even have our change maker group that is local here near our office that'll come in and review our product, and we'll get feedback. And then we'll go ahead and order that product. But what's really amazing about this is, A, we're able to keep our products on trend in a handmade environment, and in an environment where we're working with artisans overseas, and we have to take all of that into account, because they do have holidays and they do have time off and they get paid for their work. So we've been able to achieve on-trend products with all of those circumstances, as well as empowering them and teaching them new skills. So they're really getting enlightened on, you know, how do I position my products so they're more accepted in the Western culture? And they're learning and growing from that as well. So we'll send them trends, we'll send them different things, and they just love it because it's education for them.
And it's a true partnership. I mean, one of the things that I would love you to, I don't know of anybody that has an in-house seamstress in the development stage. And what she will do, as you explained to me, is a product will come in, you really like it, but it's not made up to the standards that you want for your clients. So basically, am I wrong? She remakes it and then resends it, and you say, this is the standard we want. I mean, that's just like, you're kidding. That's a partnership.
Yes. Yeah. Roos is our in-house seamstress, and she is just so special to us. Everybody that's a part of this organization, it just all happened at such a timely moment in each one of their lives. And Roos was somebody who was working as a seamstress at a nail salon, and the nail salon went under, and she didn't have work. And we scooped her up and brought her in, and she's just been an incredible resource for us because she's so talented. And she basically will take it. Typically with the handbags, a Roos will, you know, be able to tweak a strap or add a button or modify something, because going through Skype and drawings and language barriers, sometimes you just can't fully communicate it unless you've got the visual in hand. So she really helps make those final edits when it's necessary. And then that way we can send an actual sample to them, and then they can duplicate that. But Roos also does a lot of our exclusive handbags. So there's a lot of handbags on our website that she's done personally that are very limited edition, made out of upcycled fabrics and very unique materials.
See, I did not know that. I didn't know that she was in the designer, and I didn't know that she made her own. I missed that, but there was a lot covered the day that I visited. So that's another amazing aspect. You really are talking about one of a kind and get it here because she made it. I mean, it's wonderful. What about in doing this, how does it affect your price points? From my research, there's a certain segment of the population that is more than willing to pay more if they know why, if it's a company like yours. Is it, how do you compare with other, there isn't really anybody doing what you're doing, but how do you compare with prices, price-wise,
you know,
with items?
Prices, we definitely took that into consideration, and our prices, what's so great is we have a wide range. So you can find things that are $18, but then there are things that go up to $220. So there's really a wide range of products in terms of price and style, because we didn't want to just cater to one person. Like you were saying before, you know, anybody can shop our site, whether they're 18, you know, 12, 13, all the way up to 60. So, I mean, it really does lend to anybody.
And it does. I mean, you look in, and I don't think, oh, this is a site for young people. This is just a fun site to go into. So it's and the price points to me, like those some of the sunglasses that are really cool are $28, and they're from, you know, dead stock. I think that's shockingly good. So that's another thing. Okay, we have one minute till the break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the partnerships and your suppliers. I definitely want to spend some time talking about the packaging, because I think that's a conversation in and of itself, and we certainly cannot get off the show without talking about your core philosophy of giving back, I Heart Change, and your six causes. So we are having the pleasure of interviewing Michelle Gerster from Hearts.com. On the break, you might want to visit her website, hearts.com. If you put in Mrs. Green, you get a 20% discount. We'll say that a couple of times. So please stay here with me. We'll be right back.
University of Arizona professor John Pollard asked the students in the Posada San Pedro Hall to consider bringing solar energy to the dorm. Just 3 years later, the Solar Cats, a group of students who took up the cause, have installed 44 solar panels on the dorm, saving 20,000 kilowatt hours of energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 14 metric tons every year. Talk about students with a sunny future. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. The 2013 VW Jetta TDI is the sedan people love to love. It comes with a zippy turbocharged diesel engine that's 90% cleaner burning than previous diesel engines, and it goes farther on a tank of gas than a Toyota Prius. Chapman Volkswagen has a great selection of Jetta TDIs, so choose yours today at ChapmanTucson.com or in person at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson.
You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives?
Well, it's true.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
Goodwill.
Goodwill gave my son a chance.
My mom, hope.
My brother, a sense of purpose.
And help my dad find a job.
Goodwill helps thousands of people.
People like us every year.
People like us.
Every year. Your donations to Goodwill do change lives. Please donate today.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. We're certainly giving you lots to think about. And I did not say in the first part of the hour that this show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. Michelle, I think I was so excited about having you on. The Fairfax Companies has been one of my major supporters since Mrs. Green was just a gleam in my eye. And I want to say that their dedication to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices is why the Fairfax Companies is why they are a leader in the business of sustainability. So thank you, Jason, and all of the team from the Fairfax Companies. I could not be here without you. So we are having the pleasure of interviewing Michelle Gerster, president of Hearts.com, a fashion movement to create world change. And indeed, you are. Welcome again. Okay, let's talk about.
Thanks for having me.
It's so fun. I mean, and the time flies. I get the sign for we're going to the first break, and I'm like, okay, we're only on the tip of the iceberg. I'd like to talk a little bit more about partners because maybe that part fascinates me. Whether they're in the United States or a part of a global community outside, how do you find them, or how do you do they find you? Because you have to constantly be adding hot new items and constantly adding new fashion trends. So how does that process work with a small but mighty team of 10?
Well, we do a lot of online research. We were able to find a lot of artisan groups through the World Fair Trade Organization website. We also, you know, we go to trade shows in New York and different places to meet with different artisans who are making handmade pieces and have an environmentally responsible aspect to their pieces. And you'd be surprised. It's, you know, it is a small but growing movement. And it's really enlightening to see how that works. We have one vendor who she makes some very, very unique pieces out of upcycled buttons and vintage pieces and different things. And we've been working with her for, you know, since the beginning. And we've just inspired her to kind of re-jumpstart her own business. So it's really amazing to be working with all these people and inspiring them to grow their own businesses as well and get re-inspired in the designs that they're putting out.
And how do you, like, I always like to know inside edition, so if, and never put anyone on the spot, but has there been a case where one of you has said, no, I want this so much, we're doing this, we are so getting this, and maybe some of the other team members said, well, we don't agree with you, but let's go. Is there an example of that, and then saying, okay, aha, it worked, or okay, I was wrong. Can you give us an example? Because that's the fun part that people don't get to see by visiting your website.
Yes, that absolutely does happen, and I am not going to lie about it. It does happen.
I'd be shocked if it
didn't.
Well,
it does because everybody is so passionate, and especially the design team. I mean, they go through such an extensive process to bring their products to fruition and have their products on display for a review session, and you bet they're in love with every single thing they produce. But we do need to take into consideration, okay, well, you know, how is the quality? What is the aesthetic? You know, is this going to be a good thing on our website? So we do go through that process, and sometimes it's a little tug and war, but it's all in good fun. So that's why we've brought in the outside perspectives, and we started the Changemaker Club to really bring in, you know, people that are really on the outside looking in versus us who are just, you know, we're in our bubble every single day working on everything, that it's hard to sometimes step outside of that.
I know, it would be, you're in it every day. And so, yeah, I think that would be a challenge. Well, I think that's genius.
Yeah. And it's tough too, because all of our artisans have such an amazing story, and we want to give everybody, you know, as much business as possible. So, but we still need to maintain our budgets too. And we can only, you know, order so much product at one time.
I know. So that's the part that would kill me. It's like, I'm sure you hear so many compelling stories and you want to do it all, but in order to ensure your ultimate success, you have to make picks. Some people don't make the cut, but maybe they will next week. I mean, that would be very hard for me. So in the prep for the show, one of the things that you sent, which I thought was eloquent, and I want to, it was for one of the talking points about your keys to success, which is a wonderful thing to talk about. And the first line in it is, we have heart. So can you expand on that a little bit? Because your company is successful after 1 year. And as I said, we're going to do everything we can to ensure the continuing of that amazing success. Talk about that and what you mean by we have heart.
Well, you know, it's every single person that's here is here because they want to make a change and they want to be a change maker in terms of what they're doing in their day-to-day life. So, you know, when you bring 10 people together that have that, it's a really powerful vehicle. And, you know, today we can stand here proud to say that we work with over 2,000 artisans in 17 countries, five continents. I mean, we've grown a social community of over 500,000 followers on our Facebook, and we've formed some amazing partnerships. We're partnered with carbonfund.org. You know, I know we're going to get into the packaging, and we'll probably talk about that a little bit later, but, you know, this is kind of a lead into our iHeart Change program as well, which really stemmed from this concept.
And you can definitely talk about iHeart Change, because I think it's a perfect segue, because you don't just say, you know, oh, we've got heart. You really have heart, and it shows on every page of your website, even to the point where you tie the product to what core values it addresses. I mean, that's like, that's above
Absolutely.
And beyond. Environmental sustainability, quality of life in a community, what world causes, you know, the materials. People have to look at your website. Anybody that's listening to the show, I'm just telling you, go to hearts.com and tell me, email me or call me if you disagree. You can get my number quite easily, but it's like, okay. So talk about iHeartChange.
Well,
I love that.
iHeartChange is something that's really special to us. You know, there's so many organizations doing just incredible things every single day. And we wanted to, you know, we have our world issues that we align our products with. So we have environmental sustainability, quality of life in a community, freedom and social justice, human rights, education, cultural awareness, conflict resolution, and our products truly impact these world issues. But there's other organizations out there that are also impacting these world issues, and we wanted to put them on a platform. We wanted to bring awareness to them and to their mission and what they're doing to create change. So we've partnered with seven different organizations that impact each one of these world issues. So, for example, Eden Projects, they are fighting deforestation and planting trees. So they're aligned with environmental sustainability, Generosity Water, building wells all over the world for different communities and bringing water to them. Free the Slaves, which is on a mission to abolish slavery. And believe it or not, slavery is still happening today.
And human trafficking.
They are on a mission.
Yeah.
Yes. And they are on a mission to literally abolish that and get rid of it. So, you know, Pencils of Promise, they align with education because they're building schools and just, you know, all of these organizations, and this is only seven. I mean, there's millions of organizations doing great things, but what we wanted to do is create a bracelet that represents each one of these organizations and what they're doing. And the proceeds of each bracelet goes back to them. And it's really a way for people, you know, I'm very passionate about education. I believe that education can change the world. I mean, it's just incredible when people know better, they do better. And just the education that is being provided in other countries and how that's changing cultural norms and bringing awareness to how men treat women and all these different things that are truly creating change. So I wear the bracelet that represents education because that's the cause that's closest to my heart. And so it's really an opportunity for people to wear the cause closest to their heart and also impact an organization because half the proceeds do go back to them. The other half goes to the Shine Project, and the Shine Project are the ones who are producing all the bracelets, and they are raising money for scholarships for at-risk youth here in Arizona. So it's really an all-around great thing. It's helping on every single angle. So we're really proud of this campaign, and it's been really neat seeing people get really excited about it and wear their heart on their arm.
And the video, So the way to find it on your website is to go to the Get Involved tab, and it says iHeart Change. And I like to tell people the way it works because we're on the radio and they can't see it. I'd love to have it up on the screen, but you go and you click on that and then you click your cause and it goes through. It tells you about the organization and it tells you what the materials are made from. And there's, you know, the price and the bracelet, a picture of the bracelet is there. I mean, it's just amazing. It's really, so there's no, if people order through these, 50% go to the project and 50% goes to Shine. So you're just doing that literally for a zero profit and being the agent for change. I mean, talk about something that makes you unique and sets you apart. It's not like a percentage of, it's the profits go to, the money goes to. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Human trafficking is one that I was thrilled to see on there because it's kind of what got me started in a major part of the Mrs. Green journey. Even though my show is about global issues and we might be talking to you about fashion movement, it's all connected. And if we stop the human trafficking, the world changes for all our sakes and becomes a better place. So I think that's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the packaging, because I was telling Michelle earlier that I received a package, which I had two beautiful necklaces in it that I'm going to take to Monterey Bay Aquarium in May to gift the executive director of Seafood Watch and someone on her team. And it's sea glass. And they're just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But the packaging, I've done this whole dramatic unveiling with people, and I say, okay, sit down. Because to me, if you have a company that's preaching sustainable practices and fair trade sourcing and on and organic, and the package comes and there's one thing in it and it has styrofoam peanuts, I open it and I'm like, really? Note to self, don't order from them anymore. But it's still a huge challenge and a huge expense. So you get to talk about what you went through to find this amazing packaging and to have an insert that you open up that has quotes on it that you want to put on your vision board.
Yeah, the packaging was a challenge. You know, how do you package? We have over 600 products on our website, all different shapes, all different sizes, all different, levels of just whether it's really fragile and delicate or whether it's more sturdy. I mean, it's across the board. So this was definitely a unique challenge, and it was a fun one because we had to figure out how to package all of this and not use plastic and not use peanuts and not use any of that stuff, as well as making sure that whoever's producing our packaging is fairly paid and that it's ethically sourced and produced. So we found a solution, and it's been working fantastically. Basically, we have our liner board boxes here, and we did want to have that first, you know, inspirational piece when you open the topper and have all of the quotes on change and really just, you know, that inspiration board. And then when you dive a little bit deeper into the packaging, every single piece comes in its own pouch. And the trick to this is we made the pouches almost exactly the same size as the backer board that the piece, the necklace or earrings or whatever lays on. But it's enough to where if it's a necklace, part of the necklace stays in the back and part of it stays in the front, so it doesn't get tangled.
Right.
And that
That's
was really
huge.
The key to
it. It's huge. The things that we don't think about as consumers.
And all of our pouches are made by fair trade, fairly paid women. It's income for them. They're very happy to do our packaging. It's awesome. I was so grateful to have found them because I was searching and searching and searching because you need the volume and it's very, very hard to find production. It's just really hard to find. And we're a part of Ethical Fashion Forum, and it's a great resource for us to source for different things and meet different people that are doing great things. And that's how we came across our packaging partners. And we have a great relationship with them and talk to them all the time. And we're just so happy that we were able to come up with a solution, because not only do you have this pouch that protects your piece, but it's a reusable pouch. So we've had people send in photos where they've used it for, you know, putting their makeup in the pouch and throwing that in their purse. Or, you know, we have a dust bag for some of the larger handbags, and people sometimes use that to throw laundry in. Or, you know, there's so many different creative ways you can use the pouches after the fact. And it's really fun for us to see how people have done that.
They're awesome. I mean, and nothing goes, if you did have to throw it away, which we're going to repurpose the boxes and sell and put things that we give as prizes in them to repurpose them. And we'll, you know, it's a shout out for you. I'll put a little coupon to hearts.com in there with it. But to me, it was one of the most amazing components of your company, and such a real reflection of living it authentically. I mean, it's really systemic is what I want to say in your company. There's not one piece that has been forgotten. It's like, oh, well, that's just shipping. No. And the pouches are adorable. I have to say that they're really adorable.
Well, and with the box, you actually brought up a really good point. The box, we partnered with UChange and we have a campaign called Project Love. And that's an opportunity to reuse that box. So what Project Love does is you get your box in the mail, you can throw your old electronics into that box. We pay for the shipping back to UChange, and they refurbish those electronics. And so what it does is it sends money to one of our iHeartChange partners because the proceeds go to them. And then it also saves your electronics from going to the landfill.
And Derek Maines, we should give Derek a shout out. He's the one, when I met with him a couple of months ago, he said, do you know the people that started Hearts.com? Mrs. Green, you have to meet them. And that was how I heard about your company and now am certainly part of your tribe. Okay, we are, there's a couple of things I want to talk about when we come back. We have a break coming up in about 2 minutes, but I think that what I'd like to know is at what point do you or have you actually gone to a site in Guatemala or in Ethiopia because you either felt compelled or because you wanted to check things out? I think people want to know that too. How do I know? Now, I know the organizations you belong to me, they're a seal of approval enough. If it says some of the seals that you have on it, I know I don't have to worry because they're doing all the homework for me. And then I'd like to touch a little bit, give you a little time to think about it, as your role in Hearts.com as global leaders in sustainability in the fashion industry, which touches everything. It touches transportation, it touches clean water, it touches clean air. There are so many facets of it. And then the way that you integrate social media with such a cause-based organization. So I think those are some things that we could cover in the last part of this that people want to know. And if there's anything else you want to talk about, it's your show, so I'll be happy to have that. Everybody, you are listening, and I am also listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Our guest today is Michelle Gerster, president of Hearts.com. I encourage you to visit their website and check them out. They are a fashion movement to create world change. And you can always find them by visiting my website, MrsGreensWorld.com. And we'll be right back, so please stay here with us. We've got some really fun, interesting stuff when we come back.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
It's got advanced technology. It's got major breakthroughs in technology everywhere you look. It's the 2013 Honda Accord. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I want to share with you that after nearly 40 years of heritage, this is the most stunning Accord ever. The highly respected automotive magazine raves that the 2013 Honda Accord offers unparalleled talent of goodness. Please visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson to check it out and see for yourself.
At the University of Arizona, we're putting solar know-how to work. And it's not just our researchers. Our students are on the job as well. Our student solar racing team, using recycled solar cells from NASA, designed and built a car from scratch that gets the equivalent of over 3,000 miles per gallon. Talk about students who will go far. Really, really far. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Are you thinking about swapping out your old items for new? Think Habitat when you do. Don't trash it. Have a store it. Habitat for Humanity Tucson will resell your donated furniture, appliances, and building supplies and use the proceeds to build affordable homes in the greater Tucson area. Call now at 520-889-7200 for a free pickup. You can bring your donations to Habitat's Have a Store at 935 West Grant Road, just a quarter mile east of I-10. For more information, go to habitattucson.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And if you've been listening from the beginning, we've certainly been giving you a lot to think about. Our guest today is Michelle Gerster from Hearts.com. She is indeed the president. And Hearts is a fashion movement to create world change. One of the statements on the materials that they provided me, I want to read the sentence. Hearts began as a tool to bring awareness to typical consumerism in America and the harm it causes to people on the planet. With fashion as our vehicle, we aim to provide support to the many artisans that create Hearts products around the world, as well as redefine the way in which consumers utilize their purchasing power. My personal philosophy, Michelle, is that we don't have to look to government to change much. We can vote with our wallets. And that is really a great statement and a perfect segue to what you're doing and to you know, it's really important. So let's talk about global leadership. And maybe first, I think I'd really like to know when you decide to visit a site, and then we can go on to the big visionary pieces that I'd like to cover.
Sorry, my phone was on mute. We actually did have the we did have the opportunity to visit some artisan groups, and it was such an amazing experience. I wish we could visit all of them all the time, because it for one helps us grow and learn more about them and their community and their skill sets, and it's just great for relationship building, and then really just diving into their culture and their materials and everything. So if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see some of the photos from our trips from this year, or actually from last year. We went to Bali, India, where we got to meet with an artisan group there. And then we also went to Guatemala. So there's some photos of the team, and it was really the design team that went, you know, right there next to the foot loom and next to the artisan who created it. We met with one elderly man who was still doing his craft and still so passionate about what he was doing. And the designers and this team is just, they're so thoughtful, and they have so much heart. And when they came back, we had taken photos, and we framed one of the photos of this elderly man and sent it to them. And it was so touching because they don't have any photos of him, and he will pass soon, and he's in his later stages of life, and that'll be a photo that they have forever.
That is, and I mean, it is life changing. That's forever. That's not a job. That's a life changer. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was just so sweet. And they just, it was such a special moment. But, you know, those are the things that, these are the people we're working with. I mean, these are real people that are, you know, have been doing this for years and years and years. And it's just, it's truly special. And it just really makes it even more real when you can go and visit them face to face and be a part of their culture and their community.
And then it's really kind of a forever thing. And I, of course, want to go with you on one of those trips. I'm just going to throw that in. You never know. And just cover it all live. Okay. So what about let's talk about trends in the fashion industry. There are days when I think there's hope, and there are days when I think massive consumerism has not caught on. If we caught on just a little bit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, it would tip the industry in another direction. What are you seeing as president of Hearts.com in terms of trending to more ethically sourced and to more eco-friendly and fair trade trends?
You know, it's tough because it is a small movement right now. But it is growing, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because just recently my business partner and I were in New York, and we were at a press preview event, and our booth was one that when every single editor came by, they were just intrigued and they were looking for the eco-fashion stories. They were looking for the content. And so that really shed some light just to see that, because they are the voice, you know, they are the voice in the fashion industry and they are talking about fashion and what's hot and what's new and what's on trend. And to see so many of them interested in the eco movement and so interested in the artisan aspect and the handmade aspect was really enlightening. There was a lot of passion that I did see. So, you know, it's a small movement, but it's growing, and that's the good news. It is growing, and there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of great things. So it's really just a matter of everybody, you know, communicating more and going to more conferences and talking more and spreading more awareness and creating more movements. We have an opportunity. I don't know if you've heard of Fashion for Development, but they're creating some waves, and they're going to do a whole display possibly in a large retailer and bring that awareness to the big box retailers. And I mean, that's a huge deal.
It's huge.
Big box retailers are starting to catch on and want to incorporate these types of products into their stores and spread that awareness as well. So, you know, the change is happening. It's going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to take, again, for us as consumers to really want it.
And, you know, it's interesting. I went to L.A. a couple of months ago to a reception. My daughter she works for a branding company, and there was a reception, and the designer was Ron Herman. And it was so fitting to me, because what the whole show was about was back to Africa. And he had literally gone to Africa to find young, hip fashion designers. And I have not done my homework in terms of the ethical sourcing and all of that, but some of the designers were there. So to me, that's mm-hmm. another piece of it. It's not the thorough piece that mm-hmm. I find with hearts.com, but just going to Africa and finding designers that would not have had a chance to be in a Ron Herman store, which is a whole nother demographic.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But it's like great. He's promoting it.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, it was.
I love hearing that.
Very, very happy. It's like, wow, they know what's going on in Africa. And you can believe me that some of the designers we met were really happy because they were in L.A. at this really hip reception. It was very, very affirming to me that there are threads of it that you can see, glimmers of hope for before we hit mm-hmm. the tipping point. What about, what do you think some of the biggest challenges you face going forward as the president, as a community, a small but mighty community of 10 with great United States and global partners? What are some of the obstacles that you see that you could share with us that are maybe daunting, or maybe just state them and mm-hmm. we've got a plan for overcoming them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an expensive business to run. It's really costly. So we're really doing everything that we can to pick up the momentum in terms of really, you know, getting to that level of a Nasty Gal, getting to that level of a Lulu's where, you know, everybody's coming to Hearts, and that's the biggest, you know, we want to be up at that level to where it's really dominating the fashion world, because, you know, that's our goal. That's where we want to be. And we're doing everything on a daily basis to get there. But, you know, it's tough rolling out a new brand. People, you know, there's not a ton of people that know about Hearts. The world is a huge, huge place. So it's, you know, we've only been launched since November. So it's still been a couple months, but you know, we're just so passionate. We just can't wait until that bubble bursts when we are up at that level with the Nasty Gals and the Lulus and really creating impact on that scale, you know, cause for us, it's more about the people that are becoming aware of what we're doing, because that awareness is going to go so far in terms of their day-to-day life and the choices that they're making. I mean, just myself, I don't even go to the mall anymore. I don't even remember the last time I've really stepped into the mall, because when you go there, you don't know where anything's from. I look at things and I'm like, I don't really have an interest in this, because I don't know who made it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it's impacting. And that's what we're hoping to really bring to our community and the people that are shopping with Hearts, is to have that trickle effect where people are asking the same questions and feeling the same way.
And you cannot, this is what I want to say to the listeners, is that you cannot visit hearts.com website and not see a reflection of everything you've just said. And I can't be melodramatic enough in this, because I'm really proud of the show. I'm proud of the guests. I don't really want to just be a commercial for anybody, but you know how strongly I felt. I scrapped what I was going to write in my newsletter because I thought, here's the real enchilada. First of all, total transparency. You answer any question I ask you, whether I was with you at the headquarters or here on the show. Not every company is willing to do that. Even some of the more famous companies in eco-branding, it's like, really? I don't think that you're telling us everything. I don't think you're really fully disclosing all of your ingredients. And that really is troubling to me. And when you go onto your website, all of my questions are answered about how to get involved and to become a member of your community, and about what your core values are. And to me, it is, I have to believe it's the way of the future, is conscious consumerism. So I'm certainly in the choir singing to people to make sure, and even if it isn't hearts.com, which we're hoping lots of people do hear the show and start thinking about their purchasing power, but to do it wherever you're sourcing your food, or you're taking your reusable bag. It's all part of the efforts for a healthier global community. I mean, I think it's really huge. Now let's talk a little bit about social media, because I mean, it's daunting to me when I found out how many followers you have on Facebook. And I know I'm not doing retail, but you have over 500,000 followers, and you have to feed the social media monster every day. You have an active Twitter. So how do you do that? And how do you incorporate that with your commitment to consciousness consumerism? Do you send out other social messages so that your branding and your shout outs are consistent with your core values? How does that work?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun having the outlet of the social outlets that exist today. And it's been great for us to use as a communication tool and a daily communication tool. And we actually started our Facebook, at the beginning of time. We didn't start that right when we launched. We wanted to really build up that community and give people behind the scenes sneak peeks and let people know what we were up to in building this company. So it was a lot of fun doing that. But what we do is we use it to, create transparency to our artisans, to create, it's a fine balance again, because a lot of people don't want to just read and read and read. So we had to make it fun, and we had to make it visual. So, we'll post photos of different products, and then we'll add, did you know about this? We do a lot of comparisons. Stephanie, our creative director, and my sister, she just did a little campaign where it shows material and then final product. So it might show a bunch of jersey and then a scarf that was made from that jersey, or, a baseball glove and then a wallet that was made from the baseball glove. So, we really are visual people. So we've had to really, really go that route in terms of getting this to be a drive-by message, because it's a complicated message. It's not easy for people to understand right away. And that's been something that we've struggled with. How do you share this message and make it a drive-by, simple thing that people can understand and feel that they are making an impact? And we've had to do that through a lot of visuals.
It's funny, when we met and you said, they can enter the code Mrs. Green and get 20% off. What I wish is that most people, people like a bargain, and I think it's a great segue into your world, but I wish if they couldn't, that they didn't do that to help support your cause, because it's not just selling. And that to me is, I know it's your show and I'm putting in all my opinions in here, but it's my show too. So it's like, yes, yes, do it. Yes, get the word out. So let's go through, if anybody's been listening with and paying full attention, it's hearts.com is the website. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, take a look, go inside. That's what I'm asking people, because I think once they go inside, they'll know what it is. And in the 1 minute, less than 1 minute that we have left, because I have to give a shout out for next week's show, about which I am also extremely excited, because it's a 13-year-old, a first for Mrs. Green. Just what other things would you, the last word, before I have the last word.
Oh, are you asking me?
Yes, for you. Visit hearts.com and shop.
I would just say definitely check us out. I mean, we are a movement for change. It's more than just a fashion company. And we also, speaking of Mother's Day, we have a gift guide up. It's up to 80% off unique gifts for mothers. So you can find your mother something special and spread the word. And I would just encourage everybody to really think about your purchasing power. Think about the change you're making and think about the change
that you
can make.
And I was going to promote that. And the show will be aired after Mother's Day, but that's okay. I'll promote it other social media. Okay, you're ready for this? Next week, Haley Thomas, a 13-year-old girl who is literally helping to change the way kids eat all over the world. She is not to be believed, and I hope you'll plan to join us. It's great hope for the future. And don't forget, MrsGreensWorld.com. Join our movement to help organizations like hearts.com create sustainable change and a world that works for everybody. Thanks so much, Michelle. We'll be in touch, and everybody, make it a great green day.
Thank you.